If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey there, it's Victoria. I just want to share a mini episode every single week as I want to be there for you. We have had amazing nature-based educators each week sharing their outdoor classroom stories. So we're pulling some of the key elements from these interviews into these mini episodes. So I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see in a new way that feels like teaching outdoors is doable and that you are much closer than you think. And I want to show you that it's possible, one of my mini episodes, and I hope you like it. Hey there. Before we start, I just want to extend my gratitude, and I just want to thank all of our listeners that are listening to our podcast. We are now in episode 101, so we celebrated our 100th episode this week, and I just am just filled with absolute gratitude and for not only our listeners, but all the guests that have come on. I've met so many of you that are doing incredible things out there promoting the movement of nature-based education and outdoor classrooms, and truly believe that every little thing that we all do together, we will hopefully create a movement in a space where children can grow up, where they have access to outdoor classrooms and can really feel the magic that happens when they are reconnected to nature. So I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for that. Today's mini episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about the journey that I've been traveling down in creating our gardens that feed. And I just curious if you've been keeping up with our Instagram stories. So in the gardens that feed, I've been experimenting with a new technique this year and recording the procedure in my new Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. Now that a month has passed, I wanted to provide you with an update in this mini episode. So this story starts actually in the spring of last year when I made another unsuccessful attempt to plant seeds that came to fruition enough that I could actually put them in my garden. I then waited, like I usually do, until the weather gets warm enough to go out and buy my plants because my seeds didn't necessarily come to fruition. And then I would wait till it was warm and I could plant my new plants that I got from the garden center. So this past spring, everything was looking fantastic over the past year. It was really fun to plant beans with the kiddos in the Secret Gardens Nature classes and get to the point where they were able to harvest the beans. And everything was just looking great. Kids were exploring this garden and it was the magic that you look for in your outdoor classroom. However, when the summer months approached, it was particularly substantially rainy. There was a huge quantity of rain that materialized, and needless to say, my heirloom tomatoes did not grow in abundance. Then the pests started to arrive, and then the family of bunnies started to arrive, and I knew I was doomed. So the season ended just with a lackluster amount of food and just incredibly disappointing gardens that did not necessarily feed, maybe a couple tomatoes here and there. I was truly going to give up on planting food again this year. So I decided to put tulip bulbs in my raised garden bed with the kids instead. So that was really fun. And I imagined this would be an amazing picking garden. So we would not plant the food, but we would plant bulbs, and the bulbs would become the flowers of the bowls will become beautiful bouquets of flowers for those that we love. I want to ask you the question, have you ever heard the saying, "We learn while we teach," by Seneca? So this was the whisper that caught my attention. I found it was now time, it was my responsibility to become an expert and to create a demonstration garden in the Secret Gardens outdoor classroom that feeds people. Seneca's adage, "While we teach, we learn," inspired me to decide to impart what I was learning. So I registered to become a garden coach for Gardenery. And I can imagine what you're thinking. Since I was unable to cultivate my own tomatoes, how the heck am I supposed to be in a position to consult others? So for me, discovering a new garden technique has changed everything. Especially amazing has been the tailoring of these techniques into our outdoor classrooms framework. And furthermore, applying them into the best practices when working with children in gardens that feed. The best aspect of this is that through the Circle membership and the Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass, I've been able to communicate and record this entire journey with our community. And the icing on the cake has been the feedback. One member said, "This is exactly what I needed to end the school year. I love all the seeds of inspiration. I'm so blessed to have found you all." Another member said, "This is what I was looking for as well. Perfect timing." So this is all happening in our both our membership, Circle membership, and our Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. So you are able to join that anytime. So now I want to give you just a quick update on the Gardens That Feed and how it's going. So it's been exciting because I have planted my first cool weather crop. I've always waited until it got warm out to plant and never really got around to enjoying the beauty of a cool weather crop. So I'm going to explain what the cool weather crop is, all the different things that you can plant, both in herbs and lettuces and whatnot. And so I'm going to explain the cool weather crop and things that you can plant in the cool weather crop first, and then I'll tell you what I planted in my Gardens That Feed. Cool weather crops include hardy lettuces, carrots, broccoli, cabbage, spinach, kale, radish, beets, Swiss chard. The things that I planted are the hardy lettuces. I planted broccoli. I bought new broccoli, and I also planted broccoli from seed and was able to transplant that into the garden. Same with the lettuces. I think that is the most of it. And then I edged the garden with some hardy herbs. So the list of hardy herbs is thyme, oregano, chives, mint, sage, lemon balm, rosemary, lavender, and parsley. So what I put in the corners of my raised garden bed were chives that I transplanted because they are just so hardy and beautiful. I have lemon balm, but I chose not to put that in the raised garden bed because it spreads so much. So I put that into a separate pot that was decorated by the children in the Secret Gardens nature classes. And I also put in some lavender, which I had left over from our herb garden, make your own herb garden workshop. And I also put in some rosemary. So that is what's in currently. I have a lot, just so you know, there's a lot of lettuce and there's a lot of broccoli. So that really ends up what I end up calling it is a Peter Rabbit garden, and ended up finding a very adorable Peter Rabbit. So if you will see that in the Instagram page, and yes, it's just darling. So what we also did was we created three trellises that I then planted peas around the trellis. So that will be, and they are just popping up out of the ground as well. A wonderful thing to plant during the cool weather. They like the cool weather and kids love to plant peas. So it's wonderful to find out the actual system. And so I ask you, do you have a garden that feeds in your outdoor classroom, or do you have an edible garden in your backyard teaching garden? If so, let's chat, let's talk, come join us in the Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass, and you will see a little bit more of this journey, and we'll talk soon. Happy spring! Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversation. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.